I'm delighted to be here, and I'm really pleased that everyone's here at this session. This is the kind of colleagues that I've been working with. As any project, it always has multiple people you work with. And acknowledging our funding through the State Department of Aging and Disability Services. And we partner with the healthcare center, which is Scott and White, also a community resource center on senior health. And as everyone stands up and says, no disclosures. So what I'd like to do is sort of talk about the background of how we got started. Everyone in this room in public health is really the mantra of lifestyle behaviors being key to health and well-being. There are increasing numbers of evidence-based programs that address lifestyle behaviors. Yet I think a huge concern is with program and dissemination and sustainability of these programs. So what we really are doing with Texercise is flipping it from research to practice. We're flipping it from practice to research, and we're asking, what can we learn from practice-based programs? So today, what I'm going to do is introduce you to Texercise Select. I'm going to give some information on the effectiveness of Texercise on lifestyle behaviors, mental health outcomes, and even some objective physical functioning measures. Talk a little bit about our conclusions and next steps. The other disclaimer is I'm double booked for this session, so I'm going to like talk, maybe take a question or two, and run. But if anyone would like, please, any more information, please feel free to email me. So what is Texercise Select? We actually developed it based on best practices of physical activity and nutrition, but it's a participant engagement program where you do physical activity for 30 to 45 minutes. It is also educational, so it's that combined behavioral and exercise training program. Focused on two lifestyle behaviors, both physical activity and nutrition. It's lay-led by lay-trained facilitators, and usually sometimes two, but at least one. The program, and when we sort of revamped Texercise, we looked at all the programs out there and decided that we wanted a 12-week program, 2 weeks for recruitment, but really 10 weeks of actual classes. The classes meet twice a week for an hour and a half. And we thought about what kinds of outcomes we thought were potentially beneficial, and these are the ones that we've measured: self-efficacy, improvement in physical activity and nutrition behaviors, and also improved mobility through TUG. So we have assessments at both baseline and 10 weeks. I've talked about the multiple domains that we're going to be measuring with standardized instrumentation. For this particular session, I'm going to talk about two things: percent improvement pre-post, as well as effect sizes. We have some papers. I'm going to give you a bibliography at the end. If you want more information, feel free to contact me or read those papers. So what are our study characteristics? If you think about program infrastructure, for this particular study that I'm going to be talking about, we had four training sessions, so there were 29 of these lay-trained leaders. We had 14 different workshops across different areas in Texas. They were in different delivery settings, primarily in senior centers, but also multi-purpose centers, faith-based organizations, and even in senior housing. So who came to these sessions? As many programs that are geared toward older people, we had a mean age of 74 years old, primarily female. We really wanted to have more ethnic diversity, but in this, what we would call pilot study, primarily non-Hispanic white. But they had multiple chronic conditions, so a mean of over two. One thing, and we can talk about this, is that we had, you know, 20 sessions that were active, but on average only a completion of about 12. And so we ended up with, beginning with 220 participants and ending up with 127 who had both pre- and post-test measurements. So this is just the sort of outcomes for physical activity and nutrition. And we sort of compare these to what we know about other evidence-based programs. And the ones that I'm most familiar with would be the Stanford Conscious Disease Self-Management Program. So we got really, you know, modest but comparable percent improvements. If you think about aerobic physical activity, and this is self-reported, or the confidence in engaging in physical activity, fruit and vegetable consumption, the confidence to have a healthy lifestyle, and then social support. You can see in a program that includes actual on-site exercise training, the largest effect size was in people reporting increased aerobic physical activity. But we had improvements in all of these at a significant level, and effect sizes which would be small to moderate and even large. If you look at physical functioning and quality of life, and here we actually did time get up and goes. How many people know time get up and goes? So you walk 10 feet, you turn around and come back, and you're sort of measured. A baseline mean, and here's what people count like nanoseconds. So if you think the aggregate baseline mean was about 12, over 12, and 12 is the point for seniors that if you go over 12, that's an indicator of being at higher risk for falls, disability, and even institutionalization. So we reduced the average from at risk to under risk population with about a 10% improvement and a small effect size. We also used the CDC Healthy Days measures, and you can see the areas where we had most improvement and the effect size still being in the small area, but significantly different. So what are our program products? I think we really focus a lot on translational research and implementation to practice. And so to do this, you really have to have manualized products. So there is a implementation manual that's going to be online, facilitator training protocols. We have some information about Texercise history and reach. We ask stakeholders, because Texercise is actually a program that's been going on in the state of Texas for over 15 years. And so we wanted to hear the stakeholders who had been involved in the old program, involved in the new one, what they thought would make this program successful. And then we have some published manuscripts. So what are our future directions? If you want to implement a program widely, particularly across a state as big as Texas, we're moving toward online training. Remember I said this was lay facilitated, so we're trying to figure out how to do online training but also keep the fidelity. We did it in just a few communities in Texas. We want to offer the programs in communities throughout Texas. We're going to be doing some further testing. In this initial pilot work, we only did pre-post. The Administration on Aging has evidence-based criteria, and there you have to have at least quasi-experimental studies. In this case, it was very hard to get a control group. Well, we're going to go back and work in one community where we can get a control group. We also think in the aging field that Texercise is just one evidence-based program, but we want to know how this may be complementary to other programs, A Matter of Balance, which is a falls prevention program, or the generic chronic disease self-management, or disease diabetes self-management. So again, how does one evidence-based program fit into the whole series of evidence programs that might be delivered in the community? So what are the conclusions? One, that this was a multi-component lifestyle program. It can have many positive effects, but there's some variability across the domains, so the effect sizes are bigger or smaller depending upon the domain. It's really important to have program manualization and structured training if you want to ensure that these programs will be delivered with fidelity. For us, we had problems with full program participation, adherence to coming to all the sessions. And I think sometimes people think that these are drop-in programs like the Y. You know, it's cold on Monday, I'm not going to go to the program. So I think you need to make clear, if the evidence-based program expects you to go to all the sessions, that you sort of make that clear at the beginning. And one of the things that we'd like to do as we disseminate further is to capitalize and expand on traditional delivery systems. And so that's why we're working with people who are in the aging services sector. We also would want to work with healthcare sectors as well as places like WISE. So here are some of the papers. The first one actually has just been accepted in Transbehavioral Medicine. It was some of the findings that I reported. But you can see that there are several resources coming. Because this is what's important. Texercise had been, you know, up for 15 years, but it had never been evaluated. So no one could really ever claim it being evidence-based. We've now seen, at least in a pre-post, with the kinds of positive outcomes that I've described. So any questions?